You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm waiting on the intro.
Okay. I had pressed it and it started. That's why I was trying to make sure we was connected. We can edit this out. So let me try it one more time, okay?
Okay. The best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy it as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's GEI featuring Kier Sheard with Hang On, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Isabel Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yo, we're just there for doing stand-up life, big, you see me?
I gotta slow down. Stop for a second, take a look around. And I gotta take time to hear that little voice inside saying I came to give you life. To spread your wings and fly. I got a secret to share. You are enough to change the atmosphere. So go and do life big. Big. I wanna do life big. Big. Break out them blue skies. I can feel my heart beating inside. Yeah, it's like a new day. Woke up to hear you say, I came to give you life.
Grace with Do Life Big, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. St. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." After the passing of Chadwick Boseman, I had to take a moment to just simply breathe. I was profoundly shook by his passing because of how close we are in age. But the Lord reminded me that even in his 43 years of life, he lived abundantly. He fulfilled his purpose on this planet. Through his servant's heart, he captured audiences with his amazing artistry as an actor and his philanthropy as he mentored young people and visited children with cancer in hospitals, all while he was going through his own personal struggle and journey with colon cancer. I was reminded to live. I want to encourage you and myself to live life abundantly. Christ came so that we could do just that. And I'm going to make my life's dash count. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in. But first, here's Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
The blackness, keep on.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue, and now it is time for the Renewed Heart segment. Proverbs 13 and 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." I want to tell you that delayed does not mean denied. Oftentimes we become depressed and disappointed when the things we have been working so hard to achieve are not happening in the time frame we assumed that they would. But Jeremiah 29 and 11 encourages us by saying, "For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future." My beloved brothers and sisters, please know that what God has for you will happen in its time. Just because it's not happening when you desire for it to happen doesn't mean it won't happen. In those between times, just remember the desire you're waiting to be fulfilled is a tree of life, a source of joy and refreshment. Wait with patience as you hang on so you do not continue walking in discouragement and give up. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Our topic for today is live out loud. So from a practical standpoint, what does it mean to live out loud? Over this past week, I have been revisiting a book that I started reading about a couple of years ago entitled One Month to Live by Pastors Carrie and Chris Shook. And it talks about 30 days to a no-regret life. And so when I was thinking about what I could talk about today, I wanted to talk about living out loud, because often we spend a lot of time thinking about what we want to do, how we want to do it, and we spend a lot of time planning, but we don't spend a lot of time trying to move forward with life itself and the things that we want to accomplish. We put a lot of things on paper, and I've been guilty of it myself, so I can attest to how you may be feeling. So let's just talk about practically what it means to live out loud. Living out loud is about choosing to be true to that core place in yourself, and you're not being afraid to be that person because of a long list of reasons why not. It's important to be your authentic self. Be who you are. Living out loud is also showing up and about playing a big and bigger role still in your own life. You are the leading character in your life. You have to give the performance of your lifetime for yourself. It's about planting your feet in the here and now, no matter what comes or goes. That is living out loud in its most practical form. So we want to share with you on today 5 guiding points that could potentially lay a good foundation for living out loud, which simply means to walk unapologetically in the purpose and destiny that God has orchestrated for your life. So my first point is plan. I know you're probably saying plan. Yes, we have to plan to live. We have to plan for a lot of different things, but it's important to plan. But don't put too much emphasis on planning. Living out loud is very much steeped in little bitty segments and tidbits of spontaneity as well. Make sure that you know the direction that you want your life to go into so that you can live out loud. Also, it's important to seek. Living out loud means actively seeking and grabbing opportunities as they arise. I mean, think about it. If you don't seize the moment, carpe diem, seize the moment. If you don't seize the moment, you may not get that moment back. And if you're guided by prayer, you're guided by fasting, you're guided by hearing that still small voice talking to you, which is the Holy Spirit telling you, go in this direction, move in this direction, do this, do that, follow this plan, call this person, do this, strategically seeking out the specific things that you need to do. And it also means saying yes, even when you are scared, when you are afraid, when your fear is showing up and telling you all of the bad things that can happen. You will never amount to anything. You can't do this. You don't have enough education. You don't have enough wherewithal. You don't have enough understanding. You don't know what to do. You've never done this before. How are you doing a radio show? You've never done a radio show. Who cares that you have the education to do it? You've never done it before. So why are you doing it now? You didn't go to school to be a doctor. Why are you going back to school now? It's been 20 years since you've been in school. Why are you doing this? All of the naysayers and the gainsayers and all of the things talking to you, all of these voices talking to you in your head. But if you seek out his voice, you will be able to clearly live out loud. Seek out the voice of God. After all, when you listen to the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, that voice talking on the inside of you, your intuition will give you a big thumbs up and your risk will be more gracious and joyous. Also, part of living out loud is accept. Living out loud is also being realistic about what you're going to be in for, what's in front of you, what's ahead of you. It's only then that the audacious, loud part of living can start, because at that point, you've recognized and most likely accepted what's going on for you. Doesn't mean that you like it. It just simply means that you are flat out not denying it. Neither are you just letting things happen to you. You're accepting it and you're moving forward. This way, you can move on to the next step or be in position to figure out a way through. Today, we're talking about living out loud. Such an important topic, especially during this time as we face this global pandemic in 2020, and we're trying to really seek direction about the next steps of our lives and what we should be doing and how we should be moving forward. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. And we will continue our discussion on the topic, Live Out Loud. But we would love for you to call in. The number is 563-999-3456. Call us now and let's talk about this particular subject. And call in and give us your questions and comments. But first, here's Tina Campbell with Living.
Oh, let me go. She real.
Shining bright, going hard, living big, yeah. Like a star. but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, and I hope you listen in. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day. Now I can understand. You got ambition. You've been dreaming big since you was a kid, waiting for the dream to come alive so you can live. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listen there. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. When you give him everything, he'll give you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
Segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Don't forget about you. Let me repeat that. Don't forget about you. You may not know this, but September is Self-Care Awareness Month. Self-care is defined as anything that can be done deliberately to focus ourselves or focus our efforts on caring for our health mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Self-care is the basis for improving our moods and reducing anxiety. It's not selfish. It's all about knowing how to take care of our needs so that ultimately we can take care of others. It is not meant for us to be something we force ourselves upon. Self-care is what we do after we have taken assessment of what our needs are and then work to take care of that need. If you are like me and you thrive on serving, sometimes all of that stuff goes out the window. But let me be very clear. Self-care is very intentional. You have to make yourself and make time to make yourself a priority. Cut your cell phone off for an hour. Read a book. Go for a walk. Listen to a relaxing playlist. Write in your journal. Or simply, here's something unimaginable for us multitaskers. Do nothing. Can you imagine that? Doing nothing. Just rest. Relax. Taking care of yourself is so vitally important. Then you can truly live when you start taking care of you. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. And we are talking about Live Out Loud. So we talked in the previous segment about planning, seeking, and accepting. So let's go a little deeper. Remember I told you I had 5 guiding points. So I want to talk to you about these last 2 points. Listen. Believe it or not, living out loud is also about getting quiet and listening, about dampening down outside noises, all the background noise, and all of the interferences, so that you can get clear and hear that, remember what we talked about, that still small voice, the Holy Spirit speaking to you. That is where you are going to ultimately get the clarity that you need so that you can live out loud. The last point is to create. Living out loud is mostly, or most definitely, about creating the life you want to lead. It's about opening up doors and avenues that once you thought they weren't accessible to you, that you weren't able to walk through those doors, they weren't available for you, or you thought, oh no, I can't walk through this door. This is impossible. This is hard. I just can't. It's not going to work out for me. I can't even get through it. I can't maneuver. I can't see my way through that particular avenue or that particular possibility. That's too much. Or that's too much money. I can't invest that way. I can't do this. I can't. Stop saying I can't. Create an opportunity for you to be able to do it. This is about taking off the restriction blinders, the restricting blinders, those things where we are suffocated by our own worst thoughts. This will give you the ability to open up and be open to all possibilities, not just the ones you thought were what you should be doing. Now, all in all, I want you to understand that God intends for us to live our lives out loud with purpose and direction that He gives to overcome all of the attacks of the evil one. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For all the promises of God in him, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us." That's how we live out loud. And if I could be very transparent in this particular moment, I would say that over the last few years, I've learned how important it is for me to pursue, overtake, and recover. And that is really the plan that I've had to kind of live by, to overcome all of the obstacles and all of the things that I faced in my life. Unapologetically determine what you want to do in your life. And I'm just going to give you a quick excerpt of this book that I recommend that you all purchase. 1 Month to Live, 30 Days to a No Regrets Life. And this book is by Carrie and Chris Shook. And it's really a very thoughtful book, and it gives 4 guiding principles. And this will help you in your quest to live out loud. Live passionately, love completely, learn humbly, and leave boldly. So what I want you to think about as you understand the framework of living out loud, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want between the dash? Between your birth date and the time that you leave this planet. I want you to take time to think about that over the course of this week. Jot down some things that you want to accomplish as you live out loud, because ultimately, this will help you to tap into the thing that you have been called to do for such a time as this. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Good evening, Fearless Families. How are you? Happy Grandparents Day on this great, beautiful Sunday. We are thankful for our grandparents. Thank you for being an excellent model of what it means to serve your family. The Bible tells us that a good person leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and that's in Proverbs 13:22. We thank you for leaving an inheritance of love, of support, of nurturing, and even those financial blessings that you pass on. Thank you, grandparents, for being amazingly you. So, fearless families, this week, as you go about your daily life, I want to know how you live out loud. What is the legacy that you will share with your families? What is it that you want to leave behind? What is it that you want to live out loud currently for your children, your grandchildren, and all of those around you to see? How are you modeling Christ? So get out there, be great. I thank you for listening today, and we love you. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we are getting close to the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us what you're doing to live life to its fullest capacity. What legacy are you leaving? How are you living out loud? So let's recap. Our first start segment was Live Life Abundantly. Our Renewed Heart segment was Delayed does not mean denied. Our Live Smart segment was Don't Forget About You. And our Fearless Family segment was dedicated to celebrating and telling our grandparents Happy Grandparents Day on this special day. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord, that in you we live, move, and have our being. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the victory. You caused us to triumph through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for covering us in your blood. Thank you, Lord God, that no evil shall come nigh our dwelling. We speak Psalm 91 over ourselves and our listeners this week, O God, that you would keep us covered, Lord God, because we know that you dwell, that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and that nothing can hurt us or harm us because we are covered by you. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that as we live our lives out loud, that you would order our steps, O God. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by God, and he delighteth in his way. So, God, order our steps. We know that your plans for us are not evil, but they're good to give us a hope and a future, Lord God. And, God, let us not get weary in well-doing as we move in and out among the people in the marketplace, oh God. God, we want to be ready for every opportunity, every moment, every so we adore you and we worship you and we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor because you are that good and your mercy endureth forever. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Pastor Kerry Shook. Your time on earth is limited. Shouldn't you start making the most of it? That's a good question for us to think about as we end this day and go into our respective weeks. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's the Walls Group with My Life. See you next week.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. And no, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Let me live my life. Nah, you ain't give me my life. Nah, you can't tell me what's right.
Think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Leave it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just who I am.
You ain't give me my life. Nah, you can't.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.